Honeybees darted by Delwyn Voss's head as he stood on the roof of his row house garage in Capitol Hill. Half a dozen came to rest on his shirt. Suddenly, his smartphone rang.
That's Tony.
It was a two-word message from the DC Beekeepers Alliance. Get ready. A swarm needed rescuing. Every year, just before the weather warms in the DC region, queens lay their eggs at a rate of 1,500 a day, overcrowding colonies. When the nectar begins flowing from spring flowers, thousands of bees fly out in search of a new home. They swarm trees, buildings, parked cars, anything that they can land on, eliciting curses and screams from terrified people. That's when folks like Voss, a member of the DC Beekeepers Alliance, get calls for help. Alliance volunteers drop whatever they're doing to race to the site of a swarm. They sweep the queen and her colony into a box of corrugated plastic, then drive the insects to private hives owned by Alliance members. Voss, who's 58, didn't start out in life wanting to capture bees. Like many who come to DC, he dreamed of working in Congress. But it never worked out, and the Iowa native instead became a business owner, operating the company that owns the wire service Washington Daybook. Voss's father kept bees on the family farm, so Voss was familiar with their habits. About 15 years ago, his wife told him he needed a hobby, and a friend suggested he take up beekeeping. That's how Voss ended up racing downtown on a warm afternoon after someone spotted a clump of bees outside the J. Edgar Hoover building.
Hi, Tony.
Thank you for coming. It's perfect, Al. This is the one you want.
Alliance member Antoinette Burnham had told him over the phone.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm on my way.
Get here soon. Bye.
Yep.
Voss popped his trunk, slipped on a yellow safety vest that said Swarm Squad on the back, and grabbed a roll of yellow caution tape. He walked to a sapling, expecting to find a ball of bees.
Yeah, I see some bees flying around here. Damn, they flew away.
Another call came in, sending him to the People's Garden next to the Agricultural Department.
Okay.
He crawled past the crowds around the National Mall, double-parked along Jefferson Drive, and got out. Then he cut in line at a hot dog truck, explaining that he was collecting bee swarms and needed something quick to eat between calls. Voss shouted, "Excuse me, has anyone seen a swarm of honeybees?" He was greeted with blank stares and shaking heads. His expression drooped slightly. "When he sees a swarm," Voss said wistfully, "it's like seeing a baby calf being born."
It's also a treat. Most people don't get to experience that. As a farm boy, I've seen little baby animals be born, lambs and calves and pigs and things, and it's just special.
The fourth call of the day mentioned a cloud of bees near the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library in Chinatown. Voss jumped back into his car, the one with the DC honey license plates, and headed north.
It's really fun. I feel so cool. I just wish we could get a darn swarm.
Wait, is that them in that branch there?
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey!
All
right. Score!
Give me your spot.
The swarm, just steps from a bustling intersection, hung from a branch like a large, dark t-shirt. A loud, vibrating noise filled the air.
I just saw the bees.
Then, the yellow and black mass thinned and seemed to melt away.
Oh, they're leaving. They're leaving.
They're leaving?
Yeah, we might not be able to get them.
The bees were leaving, drifting over the patio of a nearby restaurant.
I might be able to disrupt them.
Voss followed. Servers, busboys, and diners hid inside the building. He addressed the people on the patio. "They won't bother you, folks," he said, clearly enjoying the moment. "They're honeybees. They won't sting you." "Hell no," one man blurted as he sped from his table. "Oh my God, what is going on?" said a man with an eye patch, tilting his head to look up.
"What is that?"
"Those are honeybees."
"So they're real bees?"
"Yeah."
The cloud landed on the knob of a tree branch. The bees were too high for Voss to reach. So he chatted with onlookers and shot a video for his 2,100 Instagram followers.
"So the bees have decided to cluster on this tree, but it's about 25 feet up, and it's on top of this restaurant canopy. So I don't think I'm going to be able to rescue them. So they'll have to go somewhere else, and maybe another bee."
It was 5 p.m., almost 5 hours after he'd started bee chasing. His window to find them was closing. He had hoped to rescue a swarm, getting cheers and thanks and maybe another video for his followers. But in the end, the day wasn't only about saving bees. It was about helping people react calmly to a biblical-like event.
I'm disappointed because I really want to show you guys a bee rescue. But, you know, the bees are going to be just fine without us.
This piece was reported and written by me, Anthony J. Rivera. Audio production and original music by Bishop Sand.